What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
You mad any people?
Have you attempted any of this plan as yet?
Yes, Excellency.
It's time to put away your dice, turn off your TV, sit back and relax, because Plan 9 from cyberspace is being executed right now. I think it's about time I change that, come up with something new. Are y'all getting a little tired of it?
I don't even listen to it anymore.
Well, I think you should just wait a couple more episodes and make one for our 100th.
100? 100?
Yeah, we're actually getting up there. In fact, tonight is a dyslexic's favorite episode.
Yep.
96 then.
96.
Ha
ha ha ha.
Haboom.
All right, you got something better? Let's hear what the rest of y'all got.
Yes, I have something way better. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Brace yourselves. Here we go.
I know what this is. Go.
I am going. The silence is better.
Ah. Oh.
Ouch. Well, you can do that without me even being here.
Well, that's what. Well, I'll hang up and just let him record silent for an hour.
Yeah, I mean, what's it, but people
highest
still
rated
promote
show
him
ever.
Yeah. They'd be like, wow, that was an awesome show you guys did last week.
I mean, how complicated do we have to be to convince the guy listening to us at the cubicle not to do his job? It's not that difficult, really.
People listen to us at work?
I would suspect that's the only reason you'd want to listen to us. I mean, are you going to sit with a nice bottle of wine and just chill out? No, I don't think so.
People are so bored at work, they have to resort to listening to us. No.
That's the way I record it.
Oh, okay.
Sit and relax with a nice wine cooler.
No pants.
Tonight is exotic berry.
You guys were a lot more fun when I didn't do this sober. I might have to go back to that. So.
You haven't had a drunk one for a while there.
No, I really haven't. I won't have my kids next weekend. I think I'll buy me something.
I was going to say, weren't we supposed to get you drunk and have you call other places?
Oh, yeah.
Next time, I will get a brand of whiskey that I like and a nice 2-liter of Pepsi, and we'll have a night of it.
I thought we were all going to get drunk on the 100th.
Oh, I can wait.
I don't remember that, but it's a possibility. I think I better introduce the show and all of us real quick.
All right.
Yeah, what are we doing?
By accident. I'm Lord Dwarf Ed. Yay. And Becky. We have Becky.
Hello.
Elisa.
Yo.
Turd Ferguson.
Boom shakalaka. Boom boom.
And Robert.
Well, I can't follow that. Hello.
You followed a turd.
I did. A boom shakalaka one at that.
Whether you wanted to or not, you have landed on Plan 9 from Cyberspace, Episode 96.
Joke's on you.
We are up there. And yawning already.
Sorry. It's hot.
We're
here,
really
man.
Boring.
I have an excuse.
It's kind of cooled down here. I think we may get a storm tonight.
Can't stand.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I've got to say, Elisa, I had to go to a... It was a like a family day for the local army group here. Mm-hmm. And there were some absolute hill jacks sitting across from me.
Mm-hmm.
Stump jumpers?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, they even looked kind of dirty. And the worst part is, as everybody's eating the mother...
Everybody's eating the mother?
Yeah, it's
Man.
Coming out on video.
I saw that one.
She got her arm in her dessert.
Oh, my God.
And this is down by the... Not quite to the elbow, but I mean, it's down on the arm. She actually licked it off her arm there at the table.
Well, hey.
I thought you were going to say one of the boys did.
No.
Oh, my God.
I just saw that. Gross. I was thinking, you're not at home, lady. Oh. Come on.
What does this have to do with me?
Well, I know how much you love hill people.
Oh, yes. I was raised by hill people.
You were raised by hill people?
Okay.
There's a story I'd like you to make up for me, because it sounds like...
I was raised by hill people. Actually,
there you go.
You know what? That my first sexual encounter was with a hill person, so...
That one actually does sound real, and I'm not
have
sure.
Have our attention.
I
Arkansas.
Really? Because I don't think I want to know.
No. Yeah, Arkansas. You know, armpit of the world.
Yeah.
I have a weakness. Okay. I have a horrible weakness for Southern boys. So.
Then you would definitely be into Sawyer.
Oh yeah.
We talked about that last week. Yep. He's
That's right.
Mm. Yeah, somebody was asking me about that.
Send him to Bellingham. Send him to Bellingham in advance.
So, what's everybody's week been like? Anybody have anything particular they want to mention real quick?
No.
No.
Does anybody on this podcast ever do anything?
I had an awesome week, like last week. I told you all about it.
Okay, you're going to have a cherry pie then.
I'm really
confused. I told you I had an awesome week. I told you that my last week when we talked before was my awesome week, and then this week.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's true. I can tell a story, because it's something that kind of struck me as odd, and I'll go ahead and share it. I was playing D&D because, yes, I'm cool. I'm the guy who runs it.
What's that called?
It's called the DM.
The Dungeon Master.
Yes. Unbeknownst to the players, I've been kind of, feeling it a little less, but I'm still phoning it in, because it's nice to have a reason to have, like, grown-ups come to my house, even if it's to play a game for teenagers.
Is it the game itself? Like, is it getting boring, or is it the players, or is it just the whole idea of
the
playing
D&D? The players sitting and bullshitting with the friends, which is 75% of it, easily, is always awesome, but I'm getting a lot more, like, of those little voices in my head screaming, "This is stupid!" You know, a lot more than I ever did.
Is anybody really into it, or is it just an excuse to get together?
For most of them it is that. There's always going to be a couple people that are really, really into it.
Well, maybe they could play, and then, like, you could sort of say, "Hey, guys, you know, like, you know, kill off everybody else who doesn't want to play," and then...
No, to be honest, I'm not quite ready to let go of that part yet, but yeah, I'm not going to be gray-haired and doing this, probably. Anyways,
yep.
I said probably because never know. Or I might decide my life sucks and I might really get into it again. You never know. With ADD, it's the butterfly effect, or my version of it. You know, I'm doing something. Hey, look, a butterfly. Back to the story. Someone was talking about Tosh.0 during the game. And he says they made fun of a LARPer that was doing something really ridiculous, and he was just screaming lightning bolt or something like that, and he was making fun of this person pretty hardcore, and I'm like, we're playing D&D? And, you know, which he's like, no, we can make fun of him. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure we're not exactly running around in costumes throwing seed packets at people, but we're in the ballpark.
Robert, before, for our listeners who aren't as nerdy or dorky as you, can you explain what a LARPer is?
Oh, that's live action role play. I knew someone that did it. You have a point. I'm sorry. I'm a geek, so I know these terms. And it really is just a bunch of people pretending to do stuff. They have vampires, they have a D&D type thing, and they dress up in ridiculous costumes. There's a certain freedom when you're with someone that's as insane as you are, but mm-hmm. it also has that added horror of making it okay in your mind, which might make you do things.
I was like that for 3 years.
So,
No. See, you're looking at it all wrong, man.
Mm-hmm.
LARPer chicks are cool because they're already into role-playing.
No, I'm there.
You get a little bit of wine into them, and they will do anything.
Oh, my God.
Like what?
Like you name it. Dress up like a German dominatrix and feed you noodles.
I saw that
video, too. That was you?
And if you really love somebody, you do that for them anyway.
Yeah, but it's more fun when you don't care. Is that wrong?
Man.
That's the nature of being a man. You're giving away our secrets! You must be sworn to secrecy. All right, well, maybe that's not as entertaining to everybody else as me, but you asked, and there it is. So
on the nerd scale, you're less nerdy than a LARPer.
Yeah, it's just like the person who smokes weed says, "Oh, well, I don't smoke crack," you know.
Here's a question: like, do D&D people dress up as the D&D characters and do LARPing?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
See,
LARPing, D&D is people who LARP that have no energy.
No.
They're the couch potatoes of the LARPing community. Yes, they are.
And yes, okay, it's both. It is being a character to some extent, and then setting the scene, and then them talking to the people, which is pretty much all me.
Mm-hmm. I've never played. I mean, my ex-husband was really into it. Like, he's got like a bag. I found a bag of like those 12-sided dice, and so, you know.
And you asked what was in it. He said, "Oh, it's pornography. Don't worry about it."
Yeah.
So he wouldn't be embarrassed, you see. Anyways. Yes. But is it geeky? Is it the thing that I neglect to mention when I first meet people? Yes. Unless, of course, I'm being recorded, apparently.
Who listens to this show anyway, really?
Yeah, you got a point.
That's true. Now, have you guys heard the troll story?
About what?
Which one?
Oh, okay. My cousin told me this today.
Yeah.
But other families, we had a family reunion today. And no, nobody licked their elbows.
I can't reach my elbow.
Some other family members have said they've heard this. But, you know, according to my cousin, mm-hmm. one of her daughter's co-workers has an autistic son.
Mm-hmm.
And he's high-functioning and was able to stay home alone
mm-hmm.
while she goes to work. And I guess one day he, in the recent past, he called her at work and said, "Mom, you have to come home now." And she's like, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" He says, "Mom, you have to come home right now. I caught a troll."
Okay.
And his mom's like, "Well, what do you mean you caught a troll? Mom, you have to come home right now. I caught a troll." So his mom drops everything and rushes home.
Mm-hmm.
When she gets there, she goes, "Where is this troll?" And he points to the closet.
Might I make can I tell you the end of the story?
No, you cannot. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, let me hear it. Try it.
All of the furniture is pushed up in front of a closet.
Mm-hmm.
So she moves this all out, opens the door, and in the closet is a door-to-door salesman who happens to be a midget.
Oh, my God.
Her son had never seen a little person
before. Oh, my God.
And thought he was a troll.
Oh, no.
And according to the way it was told to me, you know, there may be charges filed against him. So.
Yeah, but how old is he? How old is the kid? How old is the kid?
15.
And but he's highly functional. But I'm guessing he goes to like a special school.
Yes.
Do you know this person? Or is this a friend of a friend?
No. As I said in the beginning, it was a co-worker of my cousin's daughter.
Okay.
Nephew's sister's cousin.
Yeah.
It almost sounds fake. Like, I mean, it almost
I,
sounds...
I I don't mean to say it like this, but it is likely has some basis in reality, but
yeah.
I would suspect it's an urban legend because I've heard this one.
Oh, really?
That's what other people said, too, that they had heard this. And one person said, yeah, they even remember it being in the newspaper. Mm. So
yep, right here. It's on Snopes, right here. Yeah, it's an urban legend.
Yeah. Well, no. I've heard it.
Oh, and it was Down syndrome. The kid had Down syndrome in this story.
In the story that I heard, it was he was retarded. He lived 2 hours away from his parents, and then it was a little longer because they didn't want to go. And he was a midget Jehovah's Witness.
And he had spider eggs in his tongue, and they burst out, and little maggoty
fell out. There's the link.
Problem.
Okay. Well, then you know what? I am going to send a nasty email. I shall voice my displeasure strenuously.
Flame, because it's on the internet.
Let's
start the email with
positive.
You fucking bitch. Tastes so good, don't make
sweet cherry pie. Oh, yeah. Alrighty. Do we have any volunteers who desperately want to go first?
I go last. Shotgun, which is
shotgun means you're gonna go first up front.
I already called what shotgun meant. Technically means I should go second.
Nobody?
But
okay, I will start it off for once then, and we'll let Robert go last. We will go right down the list as it appears on my screen. So my cherry pie for the week is my son came down for a while, spent the weekend with me. My daughter graduated high school. We had sort of a graduation party for her today. And my cow pie is I finished Red Dead Redemption.
Mm.
I absolutely love the game, but it left me depressed. I was despondent after finishing it.
Is it a depressing ending?
I'm not going to say any more than I already have.
Well, was it a short game if you finished it that quickly?
No, I spent a lot of time. It's a very fun game. So, and it's been, what, 2-3 weeks since I first got it? I don't remember. So, that's it for me. How about you, Becky?
Okay. Most of mine's been cow pie. I got my Dimension cable boxes on Wednesday, which supposedly the signal's going to be changed. I hope it's July 21st. But anyhow, so I got the two auxiliary and the main. Two auxiliary, one for the bedroom, one for the kitchen, not a problem. The big TV, the HTC, no picture. Five phone calls later, one trip to Comcast to exchange the box, which number four told me it was bad.
They always say that.
Brand new. Okay.
Yeah.
Stood at Comcast. I became the door girl at Comcast. They had so many people, the people coming in didn't know which line they needed to get into because one paid the bill, one was for the problems. I got to laugh and I'd say, and you're here for paying your bill? No. To exchange the box. I get in this line. So we started talking conversations anyhow. Finally got a hold of a man Friday afternoon. Talked to him for an hour and a half.
Jesus.
And take the TV, hook the cable up to the TV. I'm sorry, my cable doesn't reach the TV because it's always gone into the other box. Anyhow, brought the TV in from the kitchen. Well, I think we have two problems here. The new box you picked up is bad because he had me bring it in the bedroom and try it in here. Still wouldn't receive a signal. And so now I get to wait for them to come out Friday to see what's going on.
Friday?
And you're going to have to pay for it.
Yes. And I ask him, what's this going to cost? Well, it could be as little as 20 or could be more.
How little is nothing? It's your fuck up.
We only are responsible to the wall. Anything from the inside the wall is yours.
Oh, give me a fucking...
So my house is ancient. I mean,
Well, wait a minute. The other old one worked fine.
Well, I didn't.
It's got to be
the
box that doesn't work.
I didn't have a box. What it all comes down to, The gentleman I talked to Friday, I really enjoy, all of them have been really friendly, but this one was very informative. What it all comes down to is they're trying to find people who are getting the signal illegally or not properly.
Right.
So what he says I probably have is a splitter under the house that is dividing the signal.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's the case, this will not... this box would not be detected because the signal isn't being transmitted properly. And I told him, I said, hey, I used to crawl under my house, but I said that was a few years ago and a few less pounds. And I said, I really don't want to crawl under there and see what I've got.
Right.
So.
I doubt you have a splitter under
there. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet I do.
Do you rent or do you own?
I own.
Okay. And, like, I mean, why would somebody who had the house before you put a splitter in?
And then he said the other possibility is Insight used to put a thing on the line that would stop you from pirating signal. That could still be on there. Don't think so, because of another situation that happened a couple of years ago. But anyhow, I'm sitting there not watching TV, and I thought, this is really stupid. If the cable, he kept trying to say it was a coax, so... tried the TV. TV worked okay. The little TV. So I managed to figure out a way to get it to the big TV. So now at least I have a TV again.
Mm.
But.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of crap by Comcast to try and get people to pay more money.
Oh, yeah.
It's what it all comes down to. And then my other cow pie is my McDonald's glasses. I had all of them but Fiona. And they're on recall.
Oh no, that's right. Oh no.
You have Fiona?
No, but I mean, oh my god. I forgot that they have lead or some shit in them, don't they?
Yeah, that cam. What's it called?
Well, look on eBay. I mean, you're not a kid, you're not gonna drink from it. Look on eBay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't think you want those in your house.
No, I really don't, because one day one day I know they won't be mine.
Right.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Somebody else. I mean, this
just
is
scrawling
really
permanent
pathetic.
Market danger on the bottom of all of them.
There you go. Do not use.
Yeah. Why would that be even, like, possibly in?
Yeah, how did this happen? This is so pathetic.
Yeah, that's...
McDonald's needs to be ashamed of itself and give everybody free Big Macs for a year just to make up for this.
But it's funny because...
How healthy is that?
After JR told me that Friday night, well, of course, when I went to get my glass Friday night, they said they were on recall. JR told me, Turd told me why they were on recall, so I came home and checked it out online. And they're saying that they're in the safe zone, but they're just being cautious and going ahead and doing the recall, and that information will be out on the 8th on how you can deal with that.
In the what zone?
Safe zone.
But if they weren't in the safe zone, would they be in the danger zone?
I'm not sure they would have pronounced it that way.
Thank you, JR. You did not disappoint me.
Anything else, Becky?
No, that's about it.
Okay, Lisa, go ahead, Robert.
I just wanted to say to Turd Ferguson...
You want to go last, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Turd Ferguson if J-Turd was acceptable.
J-Turd.
No.
Oh. I'm going to say it anyway. Okay, go ahead.
Lisa, you're up.
Yeah, I don't know. Cherry pies have been kind of at a lull this week. I had my fill last week. My vacuum was doing weird shit, and actually I tried to put a new... belt. Thank you. Belt in there. And the first one I put in there, it actually like did some. I turned it on and then it started to smoke. So I kind of
which
had to
is
turn
never
it off.
A good sign.
No. And so I was freaked out. I was like, okay, but I tried it. I tried it with another belt. Like it broke the belt and then it started to smoke. I'm like, okay. So then I put another belt in today and it works like fabulously. So I'm so happy. So just tiny cherry pies. I'm in a new place in the library, which is kind of a bit of a cow pie because apparently because I don't interact with the chit-chat of the office that includes graphic details about people's labor, It's, which is disgusting. Yeah, graphic details that I overhear because of my new place in the library. I have been deemed not fun. And one of my coworkers who was over 60 essentially said that without saying it to my face, but said it sort of over the wall, you know, that, you know, I should be engaging in pointless chit-chat about labor. So I'm like, not going to happen.
I could if I'd ever been there, but,
yeah,
you know.
I have no interest in being there, and I've made it official. So just little things like that. It just, I'm getting sick of work, but I'm thinking two more months. But just, I'm just done with that. And I guess on the positive, I'm just moving towards getting out of California and, you know, doing my thing. So it's been kind of just a meh, okay week. Mashed potato week.
I hate to well, I would like to interject a little. I've come to realize.
Imagine that.
Yeah, well, yeah, because my mouth doesn't stop running, I know. But I've come to realize that like food, some foods, people are actually an acquired taste. And I don't mean some people. I mean all people. And if you spend a good amount of time, like, away from people, you'll find that pretty much all of them are annoying.
Yeah.
And just it helps to remember that we are annoying ourselves, and it just takes practice. And, you know, I'm a little out of practice, I think.
Okay. I guess for me, like, I mean, I do so much work that, I mean, I do three times the work that the person who had my job before me did, that I guess they're trying to figure out, like, how does she get all this done? Well, because I don't chit-chat for half an hour about labor and shit like that.
Performance-enhancing drugs.
I can relate to that, Elisa, because I'm always telling Robert, slow the fuck down. The rest of us don't want to do that much work, Robert.
I think that's what it is. I really do. I mean, they're becoming really sloppy, like the deadlines. They don't know what deadlines are. I mean, it's frustrating.
I only work when I'm bored. I just get bored a lot. So.
And, you know, you were saying that people are an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found someone whose taste I have acquired.
Uh-oh.
I don't know her name, but that...
But I love her.
That Talladega Nights, the blonde that marries Ricky Bobby.
She's not that pretty.
Oh, she's hot.
Really? Oh, you put glamour pictures, and then sometimes you're like, huh. But who am I to judge? When I watched Aliens, not on TV, for the first time, and I saw the actress that played Ripley in her underwear, I'm like, that's not bad.
Yeah,
so,
she's not.
Weaver, you jackass.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of hot chicks in bad movies, I saw Jennifer's Body, and I just have to say very quickly, Megan Fox is fucking hot as hell in that movie. And there's lots of lesbian kissing, so if you want to go see it for that. And there's a little bit of side boobage, but not much. I mean, I would have loved the nude scene, but the movie sucks rocks. It's terrible. I was angry after I saw it. It was so bad. I was actually physically, like, I was pissed off. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's Abe's tomb for me, but yeah.
It was a bad movie.
Yeah, I saw Gamer this week, and...
Lame.
Yeah, it's lame, but I did find it amusing that the game Society, where all the gamers can control actual people.
Oh.
It's all a bunch of sweaty guys controlling hot women and making them kiss and show their boobs. That's mainly what they're doing.
Isn't that what men would want to do for the rest of their lives if they could?
No.
Not in a game.
Oh.
To be perfectly honest, that would be really fun for about 10 minutes. And then I get bored.
Really? After 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, there are so many boobs out there, you're never going to get a kiss yourself. Why would you waste your time on a video game doing that?
Yeah, you know what? I actually know. I played San Andreas, which is the one of the Grand Theft Autos, and then I realized... while I'm sitting with basically no muscle tone at the time, that I was getting this guy buff virtually, you know, through hours of pushing the A and B button. I'm like, you know, fuck this. I don't exercise me. I'm not exercising him. So, but it took me a lot longer to figure that out than I'm proud of, now that I think about it. Whatever.
Okay. Anything else, Elisa?
No.
All right. Turd?
Nope.
All right. Robert, we're up to you.
All right. Had one of my kids' birthdays this weekend. It was cool. He's happy with his stuff. I went in with his mom, and we got him a handheld, the new handheld one from Nintendo, and a DS, a Nintendo DS, and he thinks it's really
like
awesome.
A Game Boy, but only better.
Only better. So he likes it. He's playing it now, actually. So, while I was waiting, because I had to wait for them, I was in a game store. I was for, I don't know, 30 minutes, and there was Redemption. And I bought it. I didn't want to buy it. I had to. So.
Excellent. How far into it are you?
Honestly, I think I've just been skinning wildlife a lot. So I don't know how far. Probably not very. But I have invested, the game tells me 10 hours since yesterday. So, you know.
It's an amazingly beautiful game, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm just wondering how long it'll take for me to... Actually, the shooting is pretty fun. To shoot something, skin it, pretty much anything, except for people you can skin, and still think this is awesome. And you're lucky I'm not playing it now. So... Or maybe you're not.
Now, Robert, did you go through all the papers that came inside the game?
I go through none of them, which is funny because...
Okay, you need to do that.
Why?
Because there'll be a little slip of paper in there, and you may either have a redemption code for the soundtrack, which is okay, or a redemption code for the Warhorse. And this is free. That Warhorse is 10 times better than the horse you're on now.
Can you just find that online?
No, not right now, I don't think.
Or can you?
Can you put it in without being online?
No, you have to be online for that.
Well, that sucks. Bastards.
Can you put it in without being online? Now that is a classic question.
Well, yes you can. Yes you can.
I'd prefer you don't.
I know. I've done it. All right.
Well, Robert, as soon as we finish tonight, you're going to have to get on the game so that you can get it done in the next few days so we can talk about it.
Okay, Warhorse, huh?
Yeah, I don't think it'll work if you're... I'm pretty sure you have to go online to register that. Mm. It's free, but you have to register it, so... Mm. And it doesn't run out of stamina like the other ones do.
Oh, that's quite...
Oh, my kind of horse!
It is a large... black stallion.
Dying. Oh, baby.
With a flowing blonde mane.
I did notice while I was playing, you spent an awful lot of that time basically looking at a horse's ass while it's running. So.
I do that all day long.
Ba-dum-bum. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, that's the one downside to the game is you do spend a lot of time going from place to place. Eventually, though, you can take free stagecoaches, and that's pretty much instantaneous travel. So, all right. Anything else, Robert?
You have a cowboy?
I think he left us to go play the game.
See, now you got him wondering if he's got something.
If he got the warhorse or not. And that's his ADD. Oh, look, a butterfly. Oh, look, a warhorse. So, apparently we have lost Robert.
It's all your fault, too.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
There you are.
My ass pushed the mute button.
Damn ass.
Yeah.
I've heard it called many things, but...
Yep.
My ass.
All right. Well, since we don't have any more cherry pies, we do have a little bit of listener feedback. Here's the first one.
Hey, guys. Mark here again. I'm still listening to the episode, but I just thought of something. You're besides closing in on episode 100, are you going to reach your, like, two-year anniversary before you reach episode 100?
Oh,
if I'm correct, happy anniversary. And
happy anniversary.
Congratulations on your 100th episode. So, anyway, I'm still listening to the episode. Oh, one of the voicemails I did before that you accidentally erased was about Fisher Stevens and in a movie called Hackers.
Oh, God, awful.
It's Angelina Jolie.
Bite your tongue. You got to see her topless.
I think his name is Johnny Lee Miller.
She hadn't fully grown into her boobs yet.
She still had them. I remember that quite clearly.
Character is supposed to have at age 7.
I vaguely remember there was a plot or something.
1500 or something
awful.
Mainframe, different companies, and shut them down or something like that. But anyway, it's one of those movies that's kind of up there in the Plan 9's. It's awful, but you still gotta watch it.
What?
Anyway, I'm gonna finish the episode and I'll call you back.
I need to make a note. I'd like cherry pie to get you. That money.
Okay, I have to say, I work in the computing field, and it's very difficult for me to watch movies about computers. I mean, it's got to be like when a cop watches CSI, okay? It's just very painful. And Hackers is just, from a technology standpoint, such a god-awful bad movie. The only movie I can think of off the top of my head which is worse than Hackers, which truly does make Hackers look like a wonderful movie by comparison, is The Net with Sandra Bullock.
I liked it!
I vaguely remember.
Well, you may have liked it, but you can't understand that much about technology and watch that movie because it was just completely ludicrous.
Yeah, really? But you take it in stride. Like, I just saw, I don't know if you guys have seen the Stepfather remake. And I mean, the stupid things that he was doing, he didn't silence his cell phone, and then he's a killer, and he didn't clear his browser cache.
Hell, I do that.
I know, me too, and I'm not a killer. So, I mean, it was just dumb.
The first Stepfather was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I want to see that. I haven't seen it, but the remake I watched because it was the instant watch, and it was terrible.
Horrible.
Probably not bad, but I would like to throw in that they do that to almost any job where they're going to look at it too closely, because I'm drawing a blank. There's only one show I remember seeing where there was a bug guy, and he didn't shoot green, some kind of ectoplasm out of his sprayer. And I think that was... the guy who played the dad on Roseanne doing it in...
Arachnophobia.
Yeah. That is the only one where it actually looked at least less like what it should.
Well, wait, Robert. Didn't some of the stuff he spray actually start eating through the wood?
You know what?
Spraying on a deck and start eating the wood.
It ate the wood. Okay, well then, of course, I'm going to have to throw that back because I just remember it not being green because I watched it as a kid.
Hmm? You know what was a good spider movie? Eight-Legged Freaks. We should watch that. That's a good...
That's not a bad movie.
We should just do a bug month, and then we could do Naked Lunch, because that was an exterminator, and that was all creepy bugs, too.
I'm not against that.
What you were saying, Robert, I watched something with my daughter this week, and for the life of me, I can't even remember the name of it. That's
how bad it was.
It had Kevin Costner in it, so we thought, it might be okay.
It must have been when he was just trying to find work.
I think he was high during the making of this movie or something.
They just caught him in a hotel room. Here, read this.
We need a name in the movie. You're going to be in for half a day, and then you get a break.
Neat.
It's got something to do with, like, an ancient Indian burial mound.
Oh, my God.
And the little boy gets ants at school. He gets an ant farm.
Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, they say, oh, yeah, all the ants are male.
There's
only one female. That's the queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm thinking, that's 5 seconds worth of research on the net.
Yeah.
Writers? Well, Hollywood writers don't research what they write. Are you joking me?
They must not.
So. No.
Okay, now that does it for our voicemails this week. Does anybody Does anybody have an email for us? That was fucking stupid. Okay.
Yeah, let me.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. I was going to ask you to give the contact information, but go ahead.
You want that now or?
No. Say what you're going
to
say.
Okay, I went to the post office box yesterday. Uh-huh. And we got mail.
All right.
And we got our no holds barred.
Oh, God. The Hulk Hogan movie or the porno?
Yeah, the Hulk Both. Hogan.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
Say holds or holes. I'm not sure.
You said the Hulk Hogan movie or the porno movie, and she said, yeah. Like that.
Thanks, Robert. Because I'm not sure what the other CD is. It's not got anything written on it, and it won't play.
Uh-oh.
So it could be the porn. I really don't think so.
You're watching it. No.
It's a CDR, and I did its songs from what I can. It would not play in the car stereo, but I finally got it to play on the computer.
Before you give out our contact information, I should probably announce that we are going to do our annual Christmas in July month next month. So if somebody wants to write in and suggest a movie,
they can do that.
Watch it next month. And I have a feeling Metal Mikey's suggestion is going to be Pocket Ninjas. He hated this movie with a passion.
So he's going to shove it up on us, huh?
Yep.
Cupboard Midgets was taken already, apparently. Okay. All right.
So they can send that information. No. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Tell them how to get a hold of us. Although one time we should give out somebody else's contact information just for fun.
Contacting us, they cannot contact somebody else?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, they can telephone us at 1-206-426-2091. Or they can send us something in our snail mail. Plan 9, P.O. Box 102, Lafayette, Indiana, 47902.
Okay, now we never did announce, at least at the beginning of the episode, that this month was going to be Mockumentary Month. And the first movie we were going to watch was Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon. However, when we got together to watch the movie Friday night, it turns out it is no longer an instant watch on Netflix. So we were stuck with something else.
Danger Zone!
Why am I on a beach in Tonga wearing my sex robe? Perhaps it's because I just had sex. Uh-huh. That's what you do when you're a secret agent and your mom runs the agency, so you get to mess around. Not with your mom. No. Maybe your mom, but not my mom. I've never had sex with my mom.
Archer, coming January, only on FX.
Okay, Turd Ferguson picked this out.
Well, you had it on your cue.
Yeah.
H. John Benjamin is a god.
He does the voice of Sterling Archer.
He also does the voice of Coach McGurk on Home Movies, who is brilliant.
It's kind of funny.
Home Movies.
Archer?
Yeah, you know...
Archer's hilarious.
I seem to recall nobody fucking mentioning this to me.
Because we didn't know it until...
Friday night.
There's a certain irony into me being the only person that watched this movie.
No.
Oh my god!
Herd Ferguson and I have seen it in the past. But Becky has not had a chance to view it, so I thought it was unfair to do it.
I saw it about
an
hour
ago.
You
didn't watch it. Oh, did you watch it recently? Oh, you own it?
He owns it.
I own it, and I watched it like a couple months ago, and I watched it an hour ago for the show.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well,
it's amazing. You don't have any little devices or anything that you could just fucking punch in a couple things. And then just tell me shit. I mean, that would be so awesome if we had that. So...
It, what would it have accomplished, Robert?
It only must work one way because we never get one this way.
That's true. Yeah. Well, you just assume I don't watch it, and I wouldn't be bitching right now. I guess that is the only thing from your end.
I knew you'd already seen it. I did not know you owned it.
Ah.
And I did know that even if I knew you owned it and I called you and said, hey, can you bring it in, you would not have left your house on Friday night.
Yeah, because I do important D&D work, but I do own it, so.
Well, that's good. We will definitely get it into the rotation then.
Okay.
So, instead, we watched Archer, because we had it on the queue. And, Turd, do you want to give a brief synopsis of what Archer's about?
I think the preview that you played pretty much gave it away. I mean, Archer is a secret agent who is somehow a pretty... excellent field agent. I mean, he's a, you know, with the what's their martial art? Krav Maga.
Yeah, something like that.
And then I mean, he's a really excellent field agent, and yet he's an incredible ass as a human being, and he manages to get other field agents killed at every turn. His mother runs the super secret spy agency, which is ISIS, which stands for something I can't remember. Basically, hilarity ensues.
Yeah.
And there's lots, tremendous amounts of nudity.
In cartoons?
Yes.
Really?
I don't remember. I wouldn't say nudity as much as underwearity.
No, I mean, if you look at it, there's practically every episode, there's people laying naked on beds and stuff. I mean, you're mainly seeing asses. You don't ever see any nipple or schlong, but there's a lot of nudity.
It's like Venture Brothers. There's like schlong in Venture Brothers.
It's been a while since I saw an episode, but I remember him being drunk at a party, and it was pretty damn funny. This
is another one of those shows, though, that the humor kind of builds a little bit, getting to know the characters. So the first handful of episodes, while good, are not as funny as the latter episodes, but I don't think the latter episodes are as funny if you haven't seen the earlier episodes.
Right. And I think there's only 10 or so episodes, about 20 minutes apiece, and they're all on InstaView Netflix right now.
Oh,
and
that's
cool. They were up on Hulu. I'm not sure if they still are or not, but they were.
Have you guys seen Home Movies?
Yes.
It's Brendan Smalls before he did Metalocalypse. I love that show.
I never heard of it.
Here's another clip that is just for Turd.
Conway could be dangerous.
Yeah. You know what's dangerous? Your obsession with me.
Just...
Seriously, Lana, call Kenny Loggins, because you're in the danger zone. From Top Gun?
Just be careful.
No.
Whoever he is, he ghosted an ID file onto our worldwide database.
Which you probably found while researching me. Lana, because you're in the,
danger zone! And those were his last words.
How'd you get life insurance, Lana? Don't they know you're in the danger zone? Lana. Lana!
What? Danger zone?
I think I would have shot that guy by now.
There was like four episodes in a row. I mean, that was like four one-liners from four different episodes strung together. But
did he just say it once an episode?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Pretty much. It's an ongoing joke, and it just keeps getting funnier and funnier. It's probably not as funny listening to it here, but going through the episodes was great.
To the point where you're just waiting for him to say it.
Let's tell how great it was.
It was great.
Oh, no.
Oh,
we're talking about the ping pong.
We're talking about the ping pong game, yeah.
Becky, you brought it up. You talk about it.
Okay. Of course, we're all sitting there, giggle, giggle. All of a sudden, a good laugh scene comes on. Dwarves lets loose with laughter and... okay. Oops, I laughed so hard I farted. Yeah. So then he gets a second pillow and puts it behind him like he's trying to muffle something. A little bit later, I hear, and I said, I heard that. About four times later, every time he'd laugh, well, then JR jumped And he goes, excuse me. So he's going, and Ward's going,
I'm sitting
in the middle feeling like the net at a ping pong table.
I apologized in advance. I said,
I'm sorry
about this.
I just happened to have a pillow in my hand, and I started smacking each one of them with a pillow.
Well, meat lover's pizza, who brought that?
I'm not bringing it anymore.
I don't always have that problem, but when I get cracking up with you guys...
Makes you want to shit your pants?
The laughter comes out from multiple...
voices come out from multiple...
Huh.
But anyhow, I guess she had to be there.
Yep.
Well, Becky
Cricket.
Was in the danger zone.
Man. Oh.
So it's hard to say much about this unless you've actually seen it. I would check them out on Netflix or Hulu. They are funny. And
it started out. Ed was like, and this is supposed to be funny, but he did do a lot of laughing as each one.
I was miffed because they took, because Leslie Vernon wasn't there. Mm. Behind the Mask, which is a really good movie.
It is.
With Netflix, what you have to watch is, there is a date where they're no longer available for instant watch.
Yeah.
Of course, I guess they have to keep their library to a certain size, or they wouldn't have enough room or whatever. But
I think it's a contract thing for they pay for the movie for so long, and then that contract expires.
That makes sense.
Like the rights
to
the movie.
I remember the first instant watch movie I ever saw.
Oh.
It was Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
I would like to see that.
That sucked.
But it had its moments. There were some moments. It was painful to watch as a whole, but it had its moments.
I know that it's awful. There are some things that once you say that they exist, I must witness it, and I know it's going to be awful. I know it, but for some reason, I still got to see it.
Well, I can respect that, because that's kind of how I felt, too.
Mm. So I'm probably not going to like it, though.
I had that problem last night. I saw an advertisement on the Syphilis Channel that they were doing Princess of Mars, which is supposedly based off of the John Carter of Mars series of books written by Edgar Rice Burroughs. I don't think they credited him with it.
They probably changed it just enough.
I don't think they did, because they named the main character John Carter. I mean, they did change some things, but this film is an excellent example of special effects on the cheap.
It's
just horrible.
It makes you wonder why they don't go to the practical effect, because... there's been a lot of like
They did, Robert.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I don't know that there was any CGI in this except for the super leaps the guy could do.
Ah, because they did a lot of they've been doing on the Syphilis Channel a lot of really horrible computer effects and a lot of really, really cheap like horror movies and such have pretty decent practical effects. So, not all of them. So you'd think Syphilis would be able to figure it out, but maybe they don't give them that much money.
I think they're just going for bare numbers.
Just getting something up that costs them $5,000, and if they sell $100,000 worth of commercials, they made money.
Mm-hmm.
That's really horrible, but I understand it.
Okay, Becky, I don't think it's worthwhile to have Beefcake unless you want to talk about animated Beefcake.
No, don't. But Archer is still on Hulu. There is, there are 10 episodes available.
You know where that'd make you if you had a Beefcake? Never.
Hey, what would that make me?
It'd put you in the danger zone!
No, you didn't, that wasn't even good.
That wasn't good enough.
Hey, Dwarf.
Go ahead.
I'll practice.
Did you watch the last episode of Archer after I left?
Yeah.
Was that the one where Alana was going to have sex with everybody in the office?
Yes.
Okay. Favorite part of that. What are you doing here? Aren't you gay? Honey, nobody's that gay.
Yeah. Yep.
That was great.
To not have sex with her. That's pretty
funny. She's pretty hot. She's like Lois Griffin hot.
And the actress that voices her is extremely hot, too.
Aisha Taylor, I think.
Oh, God. She is just drop-dead gorgeous. And she started as a stand-up comedian. That kind of surprised me.
They come in all shapes and sizes, comedians.
So. Does your... Yeah, but usually they're not that hot.
Oh.
Actually, hot's not a fair term. She is actually beautiful. Not just hot, but actually beautiful.
Well, there you go.
So, do you have a poem for tonight?
No, I have a poem for next week, apparently.
That's what I was going to say. If it deals with Behind the Mask, let's save it.
Yes, it does. I don't know. I watched the movie, so...
Let him do it.
No,
it'll work better with when we've actually watched the movie.
I actually like the movie.
Does anybody have any final thoughts before we wrap this up? I love how you guys all do that. Okay, well, you've probably been able to guess our outgoing song. Next week, we will be doing The Ruddles and maybe Behind the Mask.
But it's Kenny Loggins.
Have a good night, and may your week be filled with cherry pie.
I kind of hate this song.
Like Tim Carr.
Danger Zone? Yeah, I'm compelled to sing along. Interesting. Bit of a paradox. Dear God.
Pussy.
Shut up! He did! Like, well... Where? They were too cool for lyrics in the 80s.
That was Kenny Loggins with Danger Zone, and I hope we got it stuck in your head. We'll see you next week.
Probably.